from the base, we skipped the Chavav. So the Gemara quoted the din that if a person forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, he davens Ma'ariv twice, the second Shemon Esrei Shvi'ita Tashlumin. Why do you daven the Tefillah B'zmanah first and then only afterwards the Tashlumin? So the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif explains why. Based on the Mishnah in the end of Zvachim, we have a name of a perek there is called Hatodir. So the perek begins with the line, Kol HaTodah Mechavera Kodim Mechavera. We call it Todah B'Shem HaTodah Todah Kodim. And Kol HaMikudish Mechavera Kodim Mechavera. Let's say a Kohen is standing in the Beis HaMikudish and two people walk in simultaneously, each one with a different carbon. One has an oil, one has a shlamim. So an oil is a kachim kachim, and shlamim is a kachim kalim. So the kachim kachim is more important, Mikudish, more Mikudish than the kachim kalim. So whenever a person is interested in performing two mitzvahs, A and B, as far as he's concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether you do A and then B, or you do B and then A. So then we have the rules of Torah B'Sheinah Torah, Torah Kodah, Mikudish Reina Mikudish, Mikudish Kodah. Let's say, I remember I was once at a wedding, I was sitting by the Chosin's Tish, so there wasn't yet a Minyan Aben, but it was the beginning of the month. And we're waiting for more people to come, so we said, let's go outside and say Kiddush Levana. So somebody said, no, you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana before Ma'ariv, Torah B'Shem HaTorah, Torah Kodim. We daven Ma'ariv every day, and Kiddush Levana is only once a month. I said, the din only applies, as the Tavish and Shulchan Aruch. The din only applies when you're interested in performing both mitzvahs. As far as you're concerned, it doesn't make a difference, first A and then B, or first B and then A. So then you do the Torah B'Shem HaTorah, Torah Kodim. But we're not interested in davening Ma'ariv now, because we don't have a minyan. But you don't need a minyan for the Kiddush Levana. You don't need a minyan for Kiddush Levana. So the other one insisted that it's not so. He's in the other Mohemis now. So I assume he found out the truth. It says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. The rule only applies if you're interested in performing both mitzvahs. Oh, so that's an Ebayi Deleib Shita Nigamara. What if it's Tadeh and Mekudosh? One is Tadeh and one is Mekudosh. The Gemara has an Ibayi Delev Shita, and it's a Teku. It's a, there in Zvachim, that's a Teku. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he raises the question. He says, when someone dies, so the minig, a man dies, and the minig is that you bury him in a talis. Now maybe you have to bury women in talisim also. Maybe the women who go hakofis and Simchas Torah, they wear talisim, so maybe you got to bury the women also. But they should all live at Mevi Esim Shan. Okay. You're not burying them yet. So the shaila is, should you bury the person with the Shabbos Dikon Talos or the weekday Talos? So the weekday Talos, he wears six times as much as the Shabbos Dikon Talos. So the Abdenezer thinks that it's a shaila Atodah Mekudosh. So how do you pass him Atodah Mekudosh? Which one takes precedence? So the Gemara has a teku. So the Raman Paskin says, it's a yagdim. It's optional. Whichever one you want to do first, you can do first. So that's what the Abdenezer writes. So others argue, no, why do you bury people with Talosim? So that after the Gemara says in the last parak in Sanhedrin, parak Chelik, that after Tchias HaMesim will occur, the Mesim will come back to life with the begotim that you buried them in. So we want to bury them with a nice fancy talis, so that when they come back to life, they should have a nice beged on. So Mestama, the Shabbos Dikon talis is nicer than the weekday talis. And Mestama, that's what my father used to say. He didn't understand this Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. Why shouldn't you bury the guy in the Shabbos Dikon talis? It's nicer. The whole reason why you bury in a talis is that he should have a beged when he comes back to life. So give him a nice beged. So here, the Tefillah Bizmana, the Gemara says, when you daven Tefillah Bizmana, you forgot Minchan Shabbos afternoon. Then you're going to daven Ma'ariv. So the Ma'ariv is going to be Tefillah Bizmana. The second Shmon Esrei for Ma'ariv is going to be a Tashlumet for the Minchan. So the Gemara says, on Chavav and Aleph, in the beginning of the discussion of the topic of Tashlumen, davening Tfilas Tashlumen, that when you daven Tfilah Bizmana, you get more schar. Daven Tfilah Bizmana, daven Tfilah Shalab Bizmana, Tashlumen, so you get less schar. Whenever you daven, you get schar. But if you daven Tfilah Shalab Bizmana, it's Eina Mekudosh. The Tfilah Bizmana is more Mekudosh. So that's what the Ravid writes. That's why the Gemara says over here, you have to daven first the Tfilah Bizmana of Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos, then the second Shmona Esrei should be for Tashlumen. But it's not exactly, that's not the whole story, because here, let's say, Torah B'Shena Torah Torah Kodim. So let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbos is four times a month, and Rosh Chodesh is once a month. So when you recite Brichas HaMazon on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you say both Ritzei and Yalvi Yom. So we say first Ritzei, then you say Yalaviyava. What if he said why? Because Tada Mishena Tada, Tada Kodim. What if you first say Yalaviyava, then you say Ritzah, you have to say over Yalaviyava a second time, because Tada Mishena Tada, Tada Kodim is Ma'akib B'diyev, and it's not Ma'akib B'diyev, it's just a Din L'chatchila. It's not a Din B'diyev, but here the Gemara says that it's even Ma'akib B'diyev. The Gemara says if he davens Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos twice, and the first Shemana Esrei he does not say Atochan Antonim, and the second Shemana Esrei he does say Atochan Antonim, and he did it because he held that the first Shemana Esrei is for Tashlumin, because Mincha should have come first, and the second Shemana Esrei he did say Atochan Antonim because he had in mind the second Shemana Esrei was for Ma'ariv. So since he davened the Tashlumin before the Tefillah B'Zmanos, he's not Yotzei, he has to daven a third Shemana Esrei. That's when the Gemara quotes the din, achavavim veis. So maybe it starts off like the Ravid. The Ravid on the bottom of the riff writes like that. Maybe it starts off like that. That it's Mekudosh, Veinu Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem. So he davened first the Tefillah B'Zman, then only afterwards he davened the Tefillah Shel B'Zman. Yesterday I was talking about this. This week is Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Torah has the mitzvah Bris Milah. So if you do a Milah B'Zmano, that's a mitzvah B'Shloy Musa. So then a Milah B'Zman is Decha Shabbos, Decha Yontef. Mila Shloy B'Zmano is an incomplete mitzvah. Some Rishonim use a lashon. Mila Shloy B'Zmano is a tashlumin. I think the Sefer Yireim has such a lashon. It's really tashlumin. The chiyuv to do the mila was yesterday, and if you do it, the baby wasn't healthy, there was no oil available, so you do it later. So the Mila Shloy B'Zmano is like a tashlumin for yesterday. So just like the Tefillah B'Zmano is more mekudesh, more important, so to the Mila B'Zmano is more important. So let's say you have two brisins scheduled for the same day. So the let's say, and the moel has to decide, should he do one bris as a Mila B'Zmano, one bris was postponed, it really was supposed to be last week and the baby wasn't well, and the doctor says he can do the bris today. So which one should he do first? So the classical poskim all say, and that's the common practice, that first you do the Mila B'Zmano, and only afterwards you do the Mila Shloy B'Zmano. Like this Gemara, you daven first the Tefillah B'Zmano, then you daven the Tashlumin afterwards. Because the Tashlumin is less Mekudosh, less important. And the Dvar Avram came up with his Chiddush, he quoted, that's what I mentioned yesterday, he quoted the Nadi Behuda. Nadi Behuda, and during the lifetime of the Nadi Behuda, the Bechorim, the firstborn, never fasted on Erev Pesach. So today we have a solution to the problem. The rabbi makes a siyum on some sechta. So in the days of Nadi Behuda, they didn't think of that. The rabbi should make a siyum. So they had a different gimmick. They used to always see to it that there was a bris on Erev Pesach. You can, how can you see? If you have New York City, it's a big city, so the baby's born every single day. Probably 100 babies having a bris any given day. But if you live in a little village, who says you're always going to have a bris on Erev Pesach? You don't always have a bris on every day. So the practice would be, whenever a bris had to be postponed, within the last month before Erev Pesach, a bris had to be postponed, so they would postpone it till Erev Pesach, to make sure they do an Erev Pesach. So Nadi Behuda has a very short tshuva, one paragraph, and he says he's not so sure that that's correct. He says, number one, he's not so sure that the Sudas Mitzvah that you make to celebrate the Mila Shloy B'Zmano has the same significance as a Sudas Mitzvah when you have a Mila B'Zmano, that should permit the Bechorim to eat. Maybe they're only allowed to eat when there's a Sudas Mitzvah of a Mila B'Zmano. He's not sure. Then he says, number two, he's not so sure. He thinks that maybe it's not proper to postpone more than is necessary. If the Mila Shloy B'Zmano had to be postponed, and you really could have done it 2 weeks ago, so now you're postponing another 2 weeks, he thinks maybe it's not permissible. So that was picked up by the later poskim, and they follow that opinion. It's not permissible to postpone. So the Dvar Avram was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died during the war. He died in the Kovna ghetto. The conditions were so miserable, so everybody was getting sick. So he died before they had a chance to kill him. So the Kovna Rav came up with this chiddush. The Mila B'Zmano, the Lashon HaGemara is Kol HaYom Kosher L'Mila. You can do any time in the day. But Zviz Magdim L'Mitzvah said to do it as early as possible. Mila Shloy B'Zmano, you're not allowed to postpone. So not only the Dvar Avram said, not only you're not allowed to postpone from one day to the other, you're not allowed to postpone it an hour later, 5 minutes later. So when you have the opportunity to do the Mila Shloy B'Zmano, you have to do it at the first available opportunity. If you postpone an hour, you're Mevatel L'Mitzvah. So he says, if you have two, the moral has two brisim scheduled for the same day, mila bizmana, mila shalai bizmana, he should really do it mila shalai bizmana first. Because the mila bizmana is mana kol ayayim. It's only a hidah mitzvah, zviz magdim ala mitzvahs, to rush to do the mila early as early as possible. But by the mila shalai bizmana, it's not just zviz magdim ala mitzvahs a hidah. No, it's you postpone the bris unnecessarily, even an hour. Yom Avatal Mitzvah. So that was his chiddush. So it's an interesting chiddush, but the common practice is not like the Dravram said. They quote from the Chazanish, and the Bank of Chazanish said the minig is not like the Dravram, even though his argument was a good one. So here also, that maybe the din starts off like the Ravid said, that you daven first Ma'ariv and then you only daven Tashlumin afterwards. Maybe it starts off that that's the reason why. That Mekudish Reina Mekudish Koidim. That Tefillah Bizmano is a mitzvah Bishleimusa. That Tashlumin is a Mila Shaloi Bizmano. So the Gemara says you don't get as much schar. That's on Chavov and Meralov. But then it must be something much more than that, because here it's even Ma'akeh B'Dievet. If you daven Ma'ariv twice on Matzoi Shabbos and you said that Tochanatonim the second time, the first time you didn't say, so the Gemara says you're not even Yotz B'Dievet, you have to daven a third time. Since here it's Ma'akeh B'Dievet that you have to have first the Tefillah Bizmana and then the Tefillah Shel Bizmana later. So it must be something more than that. Okay, must be something more than that. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why do you say that if he forgot to say Atochan Aton in the first Shemana Esrei and he said it in the second Shemana Esrei, he has to daven a third time because you forgot Atochan Aton, you're not Yotzei Ma'ariv. We had a din on Amud Aleph. If you forget Atochan Aton, you yoytzei ma'ariv amatzoi Shabbos because yochel am havdola alakos. The Gemara says in the end of Psochim that there were different stages historically. That originally the Chachamim instituted a nusach to say havdola, and then Hashiru, the Jewish people became wealthy, so they made a takana to recite havdola alakos. It's expensive to have wine. And then they became poor, so they did away with the Havdalah because they couldn't afford another cup of wine. So they just say Havdalah b'tfilah. Then Chazir v'Hashiru, then they became wealthy again, so they made a takana, say twice Havdalah, say Havdalah b'tfilah, and then Atochan Aton, and then you say Havdalah alakos as well. So the Gemara says, and if you forgot to say Atochan Aton b'tfilah, so you can rely, say the Havdalah alakos. If you didn't say Havdalah yet, so you can't do malacha until you say Atochan Aton. So if you say Baruch Hamav Mikodesh L'chol, then you can do malacha. Let's say if you got Atochan Aton, you didn't say Baruch Hamav Mikodesh L'chol, so you can't light the candle. You can't do a malacha before you say the Havdalah L'chol. So okay. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you say he has to daven a third Shemana Esrei? It's Ma'akeh B'Dievet. What's the problem? Say the first Shemana Esrei was Ma'ariv. And the second, say, if you got Atochan Aton, you Yotzei Ma'ariv anyway. And the second Shemana Esrei was Tashlumin. Why do you say he has to daven a third time? The Gemara says Kasha. But the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta. So that's, we mentioned yesterday, the Rashbam in Cheskes Sabbatim and Bava Basur quotes a machloikis from the days of the Gaonim. Whenever the Gemara says Kasha, they don't say Tiyufta. Is it the same? Tiyufta is Aramaic and Kasha is Hebrew. The same thing. It's a murderous Kasha and something is incorrect over here. The Tosis in a few places holds that Kasha is the same as the Yufta. When the Gemara says Kasha, it means upgefrekt, that it's wrong. And we usually assume, like the other opinion in the Rashbam, in the end of Cheskes Habatim, that Kasha is not the same as the Yufta. The Yufta means that he's wrong, and Kasha means it's a good Kasha, and there's a good Teretz, and we're not going to bother to go into the Teretz. So one of the Sfarish Gedolim wrote a Sefer that's called Kasha's Meyushov. Every time the Gemara says Kasha, he tells you a Teretz. In the old Gemaras, not in the Vilna edition, they don't have it. Older Gemaras, before the Vilna, there were other editions of the Gemaras, so they took the pages from that Sefer Kashas Miyushov that belonged to each Masechta, and they put it in the back of the Gemara, and that one half a page or a page, all the Tirutz. So on this Gemara, when the Gemara says here, Kasha, why not your Yotze Ma'ariv even though you didn't say Atochan Aton? So the Gemara says Kasha about 13 lines from the top of Chavom and Beis. So the Rashba quotes the Rav Haigon who gives a teretz on the Kasha. So he says it's not a Kasha. Why? There's a simple teretz. The Gemara didn't bother to mention it, but there's a simple teretz. A teretz being, if he didn't say Atochan Antonu in the first Shemoneh Esrei, and it did say in the second, so this is assumed to be an indication that he had in mind when he davened the first Shemoneh Esrei, this should be Tashlumah for Mincha. That's why, that was his logic, why he didn't say Atachan Antonu. And the second Shemoneh Esrei, he did say Atachan Antonu, so he had in mind that that should be for Ma'ariv. And that's the answer, the Kavonas Agavis Kaveh Adushem Atvilu. We can't just say, let the first Shemoneh Esrei serve as Ma'ariv, and let the second Shemoneh Esrei serve as a Tashlumah. That doesn't help. The Kavonas Agavis Kaveh, since he had in mind when he davened, since he didn't say Atachan Antonu by the first one, he did say by the second one, so clearly he had in mind by the first one l'shem tashlumin and second one l'shem ma'ariv. So the kavanas agavra is kaveya the shame of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what Rab Chaim writes in his sefer to answer the Ravid's kasha. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, we learned the Gemara yesterday. Achof aleph and aleph. Alavai she's paladim kalayom kuloi. So the Rashbo in the Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, other Racham quoted. Not that Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the previous Madama, he really agrees that Mikra Din Safik Spal Safik Lo Spal Sveka the Rabban Lakula Safik Brochus Lohakel, you're not Mukhif to daven over again. But it's an Eitz HaTayva, since there exists an institution of Tfilas Nedova, if you want you can volunteer another Tfilah. So why not volunteer a Tfilah? So you'll know for sure that you daven. Halabash is Spal, why not volunteer? There is an institutional Tfilas Nedoma. So the Gemara has a din, the very next line, Achof Aleph and Aleph. The first wide line is, Alavai Shiz Palalim Kol Yom Kul. The next line is, Omar Shmuel, Hayomid B'Tfilo. Let's say the guy davened Mincha already at 2:30. And then he goes somewhere else. And then the Balabatim are davening Mincha. And he forgot that he davened already at 2:30. So it's davening Mincha there. Hayomid b'tfilo, his middle of Shemoneh Esrei, v'nizkar, and he reminds himself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, shehispalel, he already has daven, pesek afilo be'emtza brocho. So the Rambam and the Rif understand it to me, he must stop in the middle. You have to stop where you are, you're not allowed to even finish that brocha. Unlike there is a din, let's say on Shabbos, a person starts the daven Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgot that today's Shabbos, he's davening by heart. So after Hakel HaKadosh, he says, Atachon Lanam Das, he starts Atachon, and he didn't finish the brocha yet. And he realizes that it's Shabbos. So the Gemara says he has to finish whatever bracha he began, he has to finish, and then switch that to Kiddushto, then switch to Yismach Moshe, whatever Shemoneh Esrei, Ato Echad, whatever Shemoneh Esrei he's up to. So why is that so? So the Gemara claims, because Mi'ikra then really a mechuyif to say, you really should say the whole Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos as well. But lo hitrichu chachamim, They gave us a leniency, but if you started Atachainen, so then you got to finish Atachainen. Then you have to just say two words, Atachainen, Lodam Das. Just he didn't even get anywhere into the bracha. You still, we'll have to go through the details of that. When we learn our Gemara on Yud Beis, we'll have to go through the details. So the Gemara says, when does the din say you finish the bracha? That's on Shabbos. By Ma'ariv or by Shachros or by Mincha, when Mikra, then you really should have said the whole Shemoneh Esrei, B'loi Hitrichu Chachomim. So whatever bracha you started, so you have to finish. Some Rishonim hold that it's only Atachonim. Because Chanein and Mitra, they have been in Haskel, that's not Gashmi's Dika Tfilah, so that makes sense to say on Shabbos. But all the other brachas after Atachonim, you should not say. Even if you started it, you should not say. But we don't pass like that. We pass in whatever bracha you started, even if you got to Shema Koleinu. He said all the 12 and a half brachas, he said Shema Kaleinu, he said two words, Shema Kaleinu, you got to finish Shema Kaleinu, Shema Tefillah, and then say Ata Kiddushto, and then say Ata Echad, and then say Yismach Moshe, whatever you're going to say. So that's how we pass. So the Gemara says over here, Hayom b'tefillah in the middle of the week, not on Shabbat. He's in the middle of davening Mincha, and he realized I already davened Mincha. So he said, Paisa Kafila b'emtza bracha. You don't compare it to the other case. Let him finish that bracha. No. Let him not finish that bracha. Every bracha that he's going to say is going to be a bracha of Atola. He should not finish that bracha. So the Ravid on the bottom of the riff in brachas, the Ravid says he doesn't think that's what it means. Poisa kafila b'emtza bracha means if you want to, you have a right to stop in the middle. But if you want to, you can convert it into a tefillas nedova. Just like Rabbi Yechanan said, this got such a concept of tefillas nedova. Halabai shiz palod and kol yom kuloi. Such a concept of tefillas nedova. So let him convert this one also into a Tfilas Nedov. So the Pashtus, the Rambam says not so. The Rambam learns, you must be mafsik afilu b'emtzoch. You're not allowed to convert it into a tefillas nedarim. And the Rabban on the Rambam says it doesn't make any sense. So the Pashup Shat and the Rabban on the Rambam is saying the same thing as he wrote on the bottom of the Rif. That why do you have to be Pesach Afilu B'Emtzo Rachav? If you want, you can finish it as a tefillas nedarim. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to stop in the middle of the bracha, you may. But if you want to finish, you may. That's not how the Magen Mishnah didn't have the Rivet on the bottom of the ribs. He understood the Rivet is saying a different Hasogi. Rav Chaim and his Sefer suggests maybe the Rivet is just saying on Hasogos on the Ram, the same as what he wrote on the bottom of the rib. That's one pshat. And then he says, and if the Magen Mishnah is right, that the Rivet is arguing something particular about what the Rama wrote about Myrav, then Rav Chaim has an interpretation of that as well. But getting back to the Gemara. So why does the Rambam, isn't the Ravid right? Why can't you convert the Tfilu into a Tfilus Nedova? Why does the Rambam hold you must be Poisek HaFilim, that's how we paskin. You're not allowed to convert it into a Tfilus Nedova. Why not? There is an institutional Tfilus Nedova. Whenever there's a Tzorach, no, there is a Tzorach here. It's going to turn out to be a Bracha of Atala. He's halfway through the Shmoneh Esrei. So the Bracha of Shmoneh Esrei from Akvim Zezet. So it's going to turn out to be a Tfilus Nedova. So let him convert it into a Tfilus. It's going to turn out to be a Bracha L'Matala. So let him convert it into a Tfilus Nedova. So Rav Chaim explains based on this Rashba B'Shem Rav Haigoin on Chavov HaMebeis. The Kabbonos HaGavre, when he starts the Shmonesu, is Kaveh what it is. So since he davened Matzoi Shabbos to Shmonesu, the first one he did not say Atochan Aton. Second one he did say. So he clearly had in mind, we assume he had in mind, the first one, L'Shem Tashlomin, and the second one, L'Shem Mayriv. So the Kabbonos HaGavre is Kaveya, L'Shem HaTfilah. So here also, the fellow started davening by the second minyan, by the Balabatim, he started davening Shmoneh Esrei, he thought he's davening Mincha. Then in the middle he realized, I already davened Mincha by the 2:30 minyan, so what am I davening again? So in the middle he decides he's going to convert it into a Tfilas Nedova. So you have the first, there are 19 brachas. So the first 10 brachas he said with Kabbonos HaGavre for Mincha. Then the next 9 brachas he said with Kabbonos HaGavre for Tfilas Nedova. So you have a half a Shmoneh Esrei and a half a Shmoneh Esrei. So the half and a half is not a whole. You have to, it has to be one Shmoneh Esrei, either the whole thing for Mincha or the whole thing for Tfilas Nedova.
I'll be this rabbit. Is a person allowed to, sometimes the Mishnah recommends that someone makes a Tanai. He's not sure if it's a Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei for a Chova, for an Endova, to make a Tanai before the Shmoneh Esrei. So would that also be an issue according to the rabbit? Because you're not Koveya exactly what Tfilas is.
No, he has in mind. Either it should be a Nedova, it should be a Chova. Let's say he said Yalav Yom today. He thought today's Rosh Chodesh by mistake. So he says Yalav Yom. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Taz says, what are you talking about? The guy talked in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That doesn't belong. Let's say the guy talks about the baseball games, or he talks about politics, or he talks about music, talks about something, talks in learning in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Hefsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Taz says you're not yet. And most of the Achronim say they think the Mechaber is right, that even though you're not allowed to be Mopsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but if you were Mopsik with something that absolutely doesn't belong, as long as it wasn't Shok Delik Maskula, so you don't have to daven over again. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah, that's one of the places where the Mishnah Berurah recommends, offer a tefillah Snedav, daven over again, ala Tanai. If the din is that I was Yotze, like the Mechaber Paskin, that I was Yotze with the Shmoneh Esrei that I said, even though I inserted Yalav Yovel, Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, which is not so, if I was Yotze with that, so let this be a Tfilas Nedova. And if the din is like the Taz, that you're not Yotze, so let this be the Tfilas Mincha, the Tfilas Shachris, whatever it is. So you can make, yeah, we assume that you can make a Tanai. Yeah. The Kavanah Sagavra is, if I have to daven, let it be the Tfilin. I don't have to daven, let it be an Adovim. So that's where Rav Chaim interprets in the Shita Sarama. Why does the Rambam understand the Gemara? Pashim Shantin Gemara is like that. Poisek HaFilu B'Amtza Brach. You're not allowed to finish the Shmoneh Esrei. You have to stop in the middle. You can't convert it in the middle into a Tfilas Nedova. Why not? So that's what Rav Chaim explains, because the Kabbonos HaGavre, at the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, was L'Shem Mincha. And then at the end, he has Kabbonos HaGavre, L'Shem Nedova. So it's a half of a Shmoneh Esrei and a half of a Shmoneh Esrei. Half and a half doesn't add up to a whole. And the brachas hamak v'zuzu. So he said two half Shmoneh Esrei. And everything is bracha l'matom. Achreinim haba machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Achreinim haba machlekes, this din in the Gemara Chavavim are based. That if he forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, then he davens Ma'ariv twice, and he said Atochan Antonu. And the second Shmona Esrei, he has to daven a third one. Is that only because he said Atochan Antonu second, didn't say in the first? What if he said in both Atochan Antonu, though he said in neither Atochan Antonu? But he had in mind the first one for Tashlumin, and the first one was for Mincha, and the second one was for Ma'ariv. So that's a machlokes achronim. He had in mind the kabbanas agavus kaveh. Maybe it's only kaveh if it's machshav then he carries mitoch maisa. Maybe it's only because he said atochan antonu in the second, not in the first. So it's nikar. If he just had kavana, maybe that doesn't play a role. So that's a machlokes achronim. Yeah, over here in this case on chaf aleph and aleph, where the guy niska b'emtza tfilo, and then he wants to change his mind. There is nothing nikar. He just says nusach havishman esrei. In the beginning of the Shman esrei, he thought that he's davening mincha. Then in the middle, he realizes that he already did daven mincha, and he changes his intention. He wants it to function as a tefilas nedovah. So wheat paskin has to stop in the middle. The other kavanas agavra is not nikar. It's not bolate. You can't tell. It's just what he had in mind. And still, Rav Chaim explains in the Rambam that you have to stop in the middle. That the first half was l'shem mincha, the second half was l'shem tefilas nedovah. So it's a half and a half, and it doesn't add up to a whole. And the kavanas agavra, even though it's not machshavta in the keres mitoch maisa, he still says the machshav is kaveh, what the kavanas agavra is kaveh, what the shema tefila is.
Can you convert it into a mara?
Also not.
Since
he davened in the beginning of the Shem Mincha, then he's gonna it's after Plaga Mincha. I mean it's after Plaga. He davened Mincha 2/3. Now it's after Plaga Mincha. Let him convert it from Ma'ariv. So also not, because the Kavanas Agav in the beginning was from Mincha. Now it's the Shem Ma'ariv. You have a half and a half, and it's no good. The Rambam writes these dinim. Then the Rambam writes this din only applies Shachris in Mincha, but Ma'ariv. If the fellow already davened Ma'ariv, and then he davens the second Shmona Esrei by mistake Ma'ariv, and then in the middle he realizes that he already davened Ma'ariv, so the Rambam says, then he can finish L'shem Nedovah. Why Manishtana, why is Ma'ariv different from the others? So the Ravid writes on the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. So the Magen Mishnah understood the Ravid is arguing on Ma'ariv. Rav Chaim suggests maybe the Ravid is arguing on the whole thing. The Ravid is just saying the same thing that he wrote on the bottom of the Rif, that Pesach HaFil Lebem Tzabach means it's an option. If you want to, you can stop in the middle. If you want to, you can finish. But the Magen Mishnah didn't understand the Ravid like that. He thought the Ravid is arguing on Ma'ariv. Why did the Rambam say that if it's Ma'ariv, and you started thinking that you didn't daven Shmona Esrei Ma'ariv yet, and then in the middle you realize you already did daven, then you can switch to L'shem Tashlumin. So the Ravid is asking, it doesn't make any sense. Why does the Rambam distinguish between Ma'ariv and Shachris and Musaf and Mincha? So the Magen Mishnah explains that there's a machloikis in the Gemara and Tfilas HaShachar, where the Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Choyva. It's a big machloikis in the days of the Tanoim. The chief rabbi lost his position over this. They fired the chief rabbi because Rabbi Gamliel held that it was a Choyva and the others held that it was Rishus, and he was Mevazer Reb Yishu, and it's the third time he was Mevazer Reb Yishu, so they said, that's it. And they fired him over this. So be careful, don't mistreat, when you become the chief rabbi, don't mistreat the other rabbis. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole hullabaloo now that the chief rabbi in a certain community was Mevaza, one of the rabbis under him. So that's grounds to fire a chief rabbi if he mistreats the other rabbis who are under him. So the chief rabbi better be careful. So the Psak Halach is, we pass Halach, Tfilas Arvis Vishus. So what does it mean, Tfilas Arvis Vishus? So the Rav Mishnah says, when the guy starts davening, he thinks that he didn't daven Ma'ariv yet, and he has mind to daven Ma'ariv. He has mind to daven Ma'ariv. It's still Vishus. It's still Vishus. Even though the Halach is Gedolus, the Bishani quote the Halach is Gedolus, said the Bahag writes, Kfar Shad Yuhu Alayu Choyva, the meaning is, we always daven Ma'ariv, we never leave it out, but it's still a Vishus. The meaning is that we all volunteer to daven Ma'ariv, but it's not that you're mechuyev to daven. The meaning is that we volunteer it. So the Rambam holds, when you start a davening Ma'ariv, l'shem rishus, that's what Ma'ariv is. That's tilus nedavah. So if the guy realizes in the middle that he already did daven Ma'ariv, and he wants to convert it into a tilus nedavah, what do you mean convert it? It is a tilus nedavah. Tfilas Arvis is still the Rishus, Bizman says it starts off as an Adav and ends off as an Adav. So all the 19 brachas on Mitzurah, if Yachad, the Kavanas Agarah from Ma'ariv, means Kavanah L'Shem Tfilas Nadav. It's all the same thing. So the Magen Mishnah understood, or misunderstood, whatever, Magen Mishnah thought that that's what the Raibit is arguing with. That since Bizman Azek, Kvashi Aviv Alay Chayva, so you can't say when he started davening Ma'ariv, he had in mind L'Shem Rishus. No. He had in mind, Yemachuyiv to Dab Marv. So he started davening Marv thinking that this is Tfilas Arvis Chayva. Then in the middle he wants to switch it, to convert it, that it should become a Tfilas Nadava. So you can't switch them midstream over here. You can't have a Hefesh Man Esra the Shem Chayva, Hefesh Man Esra the Shem Nadava. So that's why the Ravid is arguing. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood. Machloik is the Rambam and the Ravid. It's only been geared to my Rav. It's not that the Ravid arguing on everything. So with this in mind, with this Gemara in mind, the Gemara Chavavah Mebeis, with the Rav Haigoin quoted by the Rashba, and the Gemara Paisak Afila Bemtzah Brocha Rabbi Shmuel's Din on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. With this in mind, we can go back to our Gemara by the Bari Pri Hagofen with the Shakal Nima Dvara. We can understand it better. Let's go back a little bit before we get back to our Gemara. The Gemara has a din later, I think it's Daf Mem Tes. We have a din, Ein Chosmen Bishnayim, because I know it's a mitzvah, Chavilos. Where's that Gemara? Here. Around 20 lines, more than 20 lines from the top. Ein Chosmen Bishnayim, because I know it's a mitzvah, Chavilos. What do you mean, I know it's a mitzvah, Chavilos? Let's say, want to say, you finished Shalva Shudis and you want to bench Alakos, and then you want to say Havdalah. So you want to save money on the wine. So you're going to have one cup of wine. You're going to say, Oh, Bichzamoz, and Leola Mai Chasrein, and then say Bar Piagofen, and then say Havdalah. So you want to kill two birds with one stone. So that's not proper. Since I know some mitzvahs, Chabilos, because Nira Alof Kemasu, you're trying to get rid of the mitzvah, so that's not right. Not allowed to do that. So let's say a person comes in late to davening, and he's a little late, and he wants to catch up, so he wants to abridge everything. So he has a solution. Why should he say 15 birchas ha-shachar? And 15 brachas, say one, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Say 15 in one shot. So that's not permissible. That's ein oisim mitzvus chavilus chavilus. That's the Gemara Memtes. Ein chosmen mishnayim. When you have Hashem or Malchus or Brocha, you have to have one chasima. You can't have 15 chasimas. So what's the din if you did 15 chasimas? What's the din? You did all 15. So the Magen Avraham says even b'di eved you're not yotze. There's room to ding stuff, but that's Magen Avraham says, even with the Evid, you're not Yotze. So you're not Yotze any of the 15 brachas. So he says, no. The first one that you said, the first one, the Shema Malchus goes on that, and the other 14, you're not Yotze. Here, let's go back a little bit to that Gemara. He says Gemara Chof on Chof. Let's say the other Gemara. The Gemara says on Shabbos a person is davening Shmona Esrei, and he starts. He's davening by heart. It's not a smart idea to daven by heart. You can make a mistake. If you look in the Siddur, there's less of a chance. You can still make mistakes, but less of a chance that you're going to make a mistake. So that's how the guy's davening. Wise guy's davening by heart. Doesn't have a Siddur. And by mistake, he starts saying Atachainen. He starts Shveinu Abinu Sarasecha, whatever, Slachlanu, whatever he's into. So the Gemara says, whatever he started, he has to finish, then he has to continue. So what if he said, Akel HaKadosh, and he says, Ata. And he had a man to say, Atachainen L'Adam Das. He says, Ata. So does he have to say, Chainen L'Adam Das, and finish off? That's called Hischil. He has to finish off Chonein Adas, and then switch to Shmon Esrei or not. So the Magen Avraham says it depends whether it's Shachris, Mincha, or Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv and Mincha, you say Ato, you say Ato Kidashto. in Mincha, you say Ata Echad. So the guy said Ata. So don't say Chayne Ladam Das. He had in mind Ata Chayne Ladam Das. So we're going to see from our Gemara where the Magen Avraham got it from. He got it from Daf Yud Beis. Our Gemara has like this, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. Other the Goyim have a different Shabbat. Rashi and Tosfos learn, he has a cup of beer, and he said, Shachal Niyah B'dvara. Every word was in place. But when he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alekein and Melech HaOlam, he intended to end off Bar Pri HaGofen. He thought it was a cup of wine. And if he would have ended off like that, he wouldn't be Yotze even B'dievin. Because he said, Bar Pri HaGofen on beer, you're not Yotze. It's plain beer from grain. So what's the din in that case? That was an Ibaidaleif Shita, and we follow the Rif. We follow Chacham Avadya. That you say, Safik Brachas Lahakel. You don't repeat the Bracha. Because the text of the Bracha was perfect. I, the Kavana Sagaba, was L'shem Dover Acher. When he said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he had in mind to end up Bar Pri HaGofen. So we ought to say, that's Koveya. That was Koveya. That Bracha is a Bar Pri HaGofen. That half of the Bracha. The Kavanas Agavim, when he said the Shem Malchus, should have been kaveh that half of the bracha as a bar piagofen digger bracha. And then he ends off, shakon liyabedvarai. So how can you switch in the middle? Like switching in the middle of the Shemon Esrei. Just like the Kavanas Agavim is kaveh the Shem Atfilo, so the Gemara raises the possibility of Kavanas Agavim is kaveh the Shem Abracha. So that was the Gemara Sofik, and it's an Ibaidolei Pshita, so we don't paskin like the Ri. We paskin like the Rif, that Sofik Brachas Lachla, you don't repeat it. So the Magen Avraham says, if the guy said, Atta, he's davening by Ha'atta, and we're going to say, Atta Chayne Ladam Das, then he realizes, no, it's Shabbos today. You're not supposed to say Atta Chayne. What are you supposed to say? Yismach Moshe. It's Shachar. You're supposed to say Yismach Moshe. So Atta doesn't fit in. So since they said Atta, and they had him answer Atta Chayne, so that's called Hischel Atta Chayne. He has to finish off Chayne Hadas, and then say Yismach Moshe B'matan Eschalka. But if it's Mayriv, or Minche, we do begin Atta, Atiki. How do you start Mayriv? How do you say Atiki Dashta? How do you start? I forgot it. Yom HaShvi'i. Forgot the Shemana Esrei. I'm so used to davening in the Siddur, so I remember by heart. Mayriv, I think, begins with Atta, Atiki Dashta. I think Minche begins Atta Echa, V'Shemcha Echa. So he says, if he only said the word, if he said Atta Chaynein, so the jig is up. He has to finish the bracha chaynein adas and then switch to the other. But if he only said the word ato, the kavanas agave was l'shem ato chaynein, but that was the gemara zibay the leib shita. So that we paskan lahokil. So let him say ato kidashta, let him say ato echad, and it's fine. The whole text, every word fits in place. You do it like that. But in shachris, he can't do it like that. In shachris, if he says ato, and it doesn't, he's not supposed to say ato echad by shachris. But the Yevid, if he said Atta Kiddashta, or if he said Atta Echav Shem Chayachav by Shachris, he yotze b'di Yevid. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if he switched Mayrev to Shachris to Mincha, it's all the same thing. But the Yevid, you'd be yotze. But the Lechatchil, you're not supposed to do like that.
Isn't it only in the Bible of Pshita
by Brachos,
but by Tefillah, the
Rashba
says that
Kavanah
is Kavanah. So you wouldn't be able to go
right. So the Rashba had the Gemara, the whole Tefillah. He had in mind this whole Tefillah. Is Mincha or Tashlumen or Mayrev, but here the phrase in the bracha, so that was the Gemara Sofik. Do you say the Kavanas Hagavra by the Shem Malchus is Kaveh, the shame of the Hefer Bracha, the Hefer Bracha with the Hefer Bracha, not Mitzdarf Yachal like a Hefer Tfila and Hefer Tfila, or not? So this we Paskan Lahokel, the Rif Paskan is Lahokel over here. Nochemal, so that was the Gemara Sofik.
Why did you say that? Back what you said.
Yeah.
Unless it's a dasalita, some special kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? You just said Atta.
Why can't he take back the kavana that he had?
Or,
he had kavana l'shem bar pri hagofen.
Take back Atta and start with his bakmosh.
The Gemara says if you started Atta Chayna, you got to finish whatever bracha you began. On Shabbos, since Mikra, then you really are mechuyev to say all the 13 brachas and mitzvos with Mikdash al Shabbos. But lo hitrichu chachamim, so lo hitrichu is only if you didn't begin it. But whatever bracha you began, first bracha, the first two brachas, first three brachas, whatever brachas you began, you got to finish And then we say, Lahitrucha Chachamim on the rest. So that's the question. If you said Ata Chaynen, so you started it. But if you only said it, where Ata, is that considered Hischil? So the Magen Avraham says it depends whether it's Shachris or Mincha Amarev. That's based on our Gemara, because our Gemara is an Ebaya Doleib Shichi. So the whole Sufik in the first place is a takeoff on that Rashbo on the background of our Gemara is that Rab Hai going on the Chavav Amebeis and the Rab Chaim's explanation on Chof Aleph Amen Aleph by Hayoimed Bemtza Tfilim and Iskash Kfaris Pala Pesach Kapila Bemtza Bracha the Kavanas Agavus Kaveh the Shema of the Shmon Esre Shema the Tfilah. So Gemara raises the question, maybe I should say the same over here, the Kavanas Agavra is Kaveh the Shema HaBracha, is it a Shahakal? Is it a Bar Piagofendik Shema Malchus? Every bracha needs a Shema Malchus. He said it's a Bar Piagofendik Shema Malchus? Oh no! At the end of the day, he said the correct text of the bracha. So at the end of the day, it's a good bracha, just like the end of the day, it's a good tefillah. So that was the Gemara Sofik. So let's see. So again, how did the Gemara say? If it will be the reverse, he has a cup of wine in his hand and he thought that it was beer. And he says, the Shem Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem Makena Malcha Oilam, intending to end off Shakal Nivadvar. And if he would have said Shakal Nivadvar, the din is that he would be Yotze. We saw the Gemara Mem on the base, that was Machleg Zarfune Rabbi Yechanan. What's the din? Al Kulam and Birch Shakal Yotze, that was the Mishnah Chof on Mem on the Aleph, Al Kulam and Birch Shakal Yotze. So the Gemara has the Machlokes on Mem and Beis. Does it even apply to Pasen Yain? We Pasen, yes. So he started off with the Shema Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Adaita to end off Shehakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. So if he would have ended off like that, it would have been good. So even though he ended off with Bar Piagofen, he modified a little bit. There's no room to say that it is not Yotzei. Ah, it's a Hefer Bracha and a Hefer Bracha. How does it blend in together? No. That half a bracha, if he would have said the whole bracha, would have been acceptable. If he would have finished off shakal, would have been. So the half a bracha was also acceptable. And the second half is certainly acceptable. He ended up by Piagofen. So that the Gemara said, that's not a shayla. The shayla is in the reverse direction. He thought it was a cup of wine, and he said, Shema Malchus intending to end off with Bar Piagofen. If he would have ended off like that, he would have not been Yotze. Say Bar Piagofen over a cup of beer. That's not at all wine, you're not Yotze. But then he catches himself in the middle, he corrects it, and the whole text of the bracha is correct. He says, Shakal Nimadra. From the beginning to the end, every word was correct. But the Kavanas HaGavra in the beginning, maybe Kavanas HaGavra is Kaveh, the Shema HaBracha. The Rishayim ask Akasha, there's a machlokes for the mitzvah, Sichas Kavanah, mitzvah saying Sichas Kavanah. Here, Tesis quotes, Hikshar Abinu Yaikim Mikinun, where Kinun is a city where? In France. They had Bali Atos who lived in Kinnon. The Sefer, which Sefer? The Rashmi Kinnon has. There. A few Rishonim lived in Kinnon. A few famous Rishonim lived in Kinnon. So what did he ask Akasha? There's a Machloikis later where the Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Zayn Sichas Kavanah. So why should it, if you hold Mitzvah Zayn Sichas Kavanah, so what's the problem? So the answer is, it's not a Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, meaning Kavanah Lotzeis. A guy's on Sukkot morning, he's picking, he knows today Sukkot, he knows in the midst of the Sheikh Dalad Minim, and he picks up the lulav and the asterisk to see what they have there in shul. He's picking it up, he's looking at it, putting it down. Lemaise, he picked up all the Dalad Minim, but he didn't have a mind one way or the other. He thought, probably going to say a bracha later, but he didn't have Kavanah Shalol Lotzeis, he didn't have Kavanah Yes Lotzeis. So that's a machlokes for the mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, mitzvah Zayn Sichas Kavanah. Yeah, but over here, it's not a shaila Kavanah Lotzeis or Kavanah Shalol Lotzeis. Here it's the Kavanah Sagavra maybe is Kaveh the Shem HaBracha, just like the Harav Haigan said the Kavanah Sagavra is Kaveh the Shem HaTfilah. So maybe it's a different issue of Kavanah. If Kavanah Sagavra is Kaveh the Shem HaBracha, so the first half of the Bracha was a Bar Piagofen Digger Bracha, the second half was a Shakel, and Bar Piagofen is not acceptable on beer. So that was the Gemara Sofik. It has nothing to do with that's probably what he answers. What does this say? By Yomer Reed, the Heine B'Shemei Tefila Chori Beis Haknesses. But then this Kavan Lot says he listens to the Chazor Sashatz. He didn't have a mind one way or the other. Well, Echna, this Kavan Lebaruch Aliyav and Him to Sheikh Alad Mahani. Why? That's what it means. We're talking a different Kavanah, not Lon is kavan lotzes. Not a shayla kavan lotzes. Not kavan lotzes. It's a shayla. He wants to be yotze the bracha. He has kavanah to be yotze. He has kavanah for the wrong bracha. So maybe kavanah agav is kaveh the shame of bracha. And if a bracha vahaya agofen, if a bracha shakol can't be mitzvah from yachad. That was the shayla in the gemara. One of the rishonim, I think, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a lashon that the machlekes. It's a misnomer. It's not Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. If I read everybody's notes, it won't say exactly what I said. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah is not the Rabbeinu Yonah. It says Talmidim wrote it. So sometimes it's not so meduyak. Sometimes it's not so precise. So here the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah right over in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that the machloikas where the mitzvah sichas kavana mitzvah is kavana. That's by picking up a lula, blowing shofar, or something like that. But when it comes to dibur, everybody agrees on mitzvah sichas kavanah. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara has befevish not some. Gemara talks later on not so. Guys, hayikari batayr v'higiyas man amikra. It's a Mishnah later. Hayikari batayr, the guy's being mabesedrin. And then it's man for shachris, it's man for marv. And it happens that he read the kriyashma in the chumash. Is he yotze or not? So the Gemara says, and kivin libo yotzim lo kivin libo lo yotzim. So the Gemara says, Shema minra yisif in the Mishnah, mitzvah sichas kavanah. The Gemara says, no, kivin libo means maybe bekori lahagia. Maybe he's, a sofer is checking a pair of tefillin, or he's checking a mezuzah to make sure that it says everything correctly. So he's reading, but he knows when it's molde and when it's chosah. So he's reading al mezuzas instead of mezuzos. He's mispronouncing words, because he knows what's supposed to be molde, what's supposed to be mispronouncing. So maybe kivin libo means if he pronounces everything correctly as opposed to kari lage where he's mispronouncing on purpose, then maybe he's saying mitzvah saying tzichas kavon. So the Gemara is beferish at the question, the debate, the machlekes satanoim, whether mitzvah tzichas kavon and mitzvah ain't tzichas kavon, is not only on eating. The Gemara talks about eating matzah and eating maror and shaking galulam and listening to tekiyas. It goes on reciting things deeper also. So the Rabbeinu Yonah did not say against the Gemara. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah wrote it a little imprecisely. The whole Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah is always a little not so meduyik. It's a little off. They didn't get such a good set of notes. Okay, maybe someone else in the class had better notes, but the printer got this set of notes, so he printed these. But you can't say kipshuto. The Achronim write like that. You can't say the Rabbeinu Yonah meant kipshuto, because that's against the Gemara. Probably meant the same as what the Rimi Kinan said. That the issue is when you're saying a bracha, maybe just like kavanas agavas kaveh, the shame at tfilo, and you can't have a half a tfilo that's tashlum and a half that's myrev. So maybe the same is by bracha, the kavanas agavas kaveh, what the nature of the shame of malchus says. So that's the Gemara Sufi. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's see. They presented the Shah, they say Toshma. Shachris, he's supposed to yotzer arba rechosh, and marvim says shebedvar mariv arovim. So Shachris, pasach be yotzer abzim and marmar, he's supposed to say yotzer ar. So he started yotzer ar, and then in the middle he's davening by heart. And he got so confused, he ended off on mariv arovim. So you're not yotzer? Mariv arovim is the wrong nusach abrocha, you're not yotzer. Pasach be mariv arovim, see, what if he starts the brocha incorrectly? But he ends off, the chasimus abrocha was correct. He says the whole Shabbat Ma'arav, he says everything, then he realizes, but it's the morning now. So he ends off the last line, bottom line, he says, Yotzer Hamoiras. So that's okay. Pasach, Nochamo. Pasach Ma'arav Mesim, Yotzer, that's okay. In Ma'arav is the reverse. If Pasach Ma'arav Arav in the way he's supposed to, and then he got mixed up in the middle, Mesim, Yotzer, Lo Yotzer, the Chasim, B'Sabrach is not correct. But if I can't, Pasach B'Yotzer incorrectly. By my review, you're not supposed to say Yotzer. He started Yotzer, and then he comes to the last line. He realized, not supposed to say Yotzer, I'm supposed to say Mara Aravim. And he says Mara Aravim, Yotzer. Then it sums it up. Klolo Shodobar, bottom line, HaKol Holech, Achar HaChisum. As long as the conclusion of the bracha, it's Pasachas B'Baruch, V'Chasem is B'Baruch. The first of the two brachos Kriyashma before Kriyashma, is Baruch Atah Hashem Paseach B'Baruch V'Chosim B'Baruch Hakol Halach Achar Chisum, as long as the Chisum is correct. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha, but the Kabbalah Sagavra in the beginning was to say the wrong one. he started saying Yotzer Rav Rai Chayshech. So the bracha began cockeyed. The bracha began incorrectly. So what does it help that he ended off properly? But the Kavanas Agav in the beginning was to say the wrong Nusach. So what is the Gemara answer? What's the din if you abridge a bracha? Let's say, Shevedvar Mariv Aravim is 15 lines, 10 lines in the Siddur. What if you abridge it? You only say the last line. Yetzirah Barei Choshech is a longer bracha. It's 2 pages in the Siddur. What's a hill abridge it? You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzirah Hamaris. Instead of saying, Yetzirah Barei Choshech, Yetzirah Barei Sakol, Melu Atzal Adar Malach, instead of saying, he just says the last line. So, it's not right. Hamishanah Mabesh Yetav HaChachamim Bebrachas Ein El Atoya. You're not allowed to be Mishanah. But B'nieved, the Gemara sounds like it says, there's a questionable Rambam, the Gemara sounds like it says that B'nieved, if you're Mishanah, you would be Yotz. So that's what the Gemara says, Shiny Hossam, the Omar, Baruch Atah Hashem B'yotzah HaMaris, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMariv HaRavim. Dami HaCha, ignore the whole Hakdama that he gave. The whole Hakdama was all wrong. You don't need the Hakdama, but he added it's not Me'akev. So he said the last line, so forget about everything he said before. The bottom line was acceptable. Shaini's Yotzer, but he was Mekatzer it. You shouldn't have been Mekatzer, but he was Mekatzer. The Mishnah said, a bracha that's Pasach is Bebaruch, Chasem is Bebaruch, he really shouldn't change it. He did change it. The whole psicha was incorrect, but he said the Chasima. So as long as you say the Chasima, say Yotzer B'Yevet. So the Gemara says that cannot be the correct answer because later Mem Amud Beis there's Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ha Nicha, this answer that we just gave, he abridged the bracha and the last line is this. So the last line here it's a bit of it. Ha Nicha, this is Nicha Le Rav the Amah called bracha Shem Bahaskaras Hashem and a bracha. Rav says a bracha has to have Shem Hashem. So he said bracha to Hashem. Yotze Hamara says Yotze B'Yev and then abridged for him. Ela Rabbi Yochanan called bracha Shem Malchus ain't a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, you need Shem Malchus, not enough to have Shem Hashem. That's a mem on the base. You have to have Shem Malchus. You can't say Dami Hacha the whole introduction to the bracha. The last line Hakol Halach Achar Chisum is Yotze with the last line. You're not Yotze with the last line. There's no Malchus over there. You have to rely on Baruch Atah Shem Makan Malach Oyna Mashiach B'Dvar Ma'ariv Aram. You have to count what he said in the first line. With what he said in the last line. But in the first line, if you mitzarev that, the first line he had in mind the shame, the wrong bracha, had in mind for Mayrava, for Shachris. Elov, em for the Gemara. Bari Priyagofen on beer has no Shachris. If he said Bari Priyagofen, you're not Yotze. So we raised the possibility. He says, Baruch Hato Hashem, Alakein Melech Olam, Adaita, to end off. Bar Piagofen, maybe that Shema Malchus is a Bar Piagofen Dik Shema Malchus, and it can't be mitzarf with the Chasima Shakal Nia Bedvara. When he realizes in the middle that it's beer, and he ends up Shakal Nia Bedvara, so the Shema Malchus that was a Bar Piagofen Dik Shema Malchus can't be mitzarf. But over here, it's the same Nusach, the same Broche, Bayom Abalai, the same thing. We believe there's only one God as opposed to the Obdi Abed Zorah. Who believe there's a God of darkness and a God of light and a God in the nighttime and a God in the daytime, we believe Hashem Echad. So we emphasize that in the first bracha. Each one of the three brachas of Kriya Shema spells out the themes of the three parshas of Kriya Shema. So you say, Bayom Ubalal Shebedvar Ma'ariv Aravim is the same thing as Yotzer Baruch Hashem. It's the same thing. So the beginning was good and the end was good. In the middle, there were a couple of lines that didn't have any shes. So that's impossible, but he had it. Elo, the Gemara says on the third wide line, Kevin Omer Rabba Barula, Kedei L'Haska, that's what we just had it over here. We had Elo Omer Rabba, Kedei L'Haska, Midas Yom Balag. We had it over here with a different name. See, on the side of the Gemara, on Yud Aleph and Beis, it says, L'Kamon Yud Beis Amad Aleph, Ayin Shom. Whatever it says, Ayin Shom, it means that there's a Shinoi Nusach. Here it says also, Le'el Yud Aleph and Beis, Ayin Shom. Ayin Shom means it's a different name. That before it was Rava, and here they quote it in the name of Rabba Barula, a different person. We usually don't pay attention to the name, so we don't even realize that there's a Chiluf Egir source over here. A lot of times it says Ayin Shom, that here it says Asa, here it says Mutta. So it's looking at another Mesichta, the same name, that's Ayin Shom, we would notice that. But we usually don't pay attention to the names. But the one who wrote the Masoris HaShas, he paid attention. He remembered all the names also. So whenever there's a major difference, whenever there's like Shinu Nusach, he's not going to write Ayin Shom. Whenever there's a major difference, either here it says Osir, here it says Mutter, here it says Rava, here it says Rabba Barula, so that's a major difference. So he says Ayin Shom. So he says, Ella, the real answer is Kim, the Amar Rabba Barula, Kedel Haske, Medes Yom Balan, Medes Lada Bayom, Kikoma, Brocha, Malchus, the Shema Malchus, from the very beginning, the first line, Meikora, Atrabayu Koma, he said it on Yom and Laila, so the beginning is good and the last line is good, and the middle didn't belong. The middle didn't belong. Okay? So he added on something in the middle. It doesn't pass the bracha. So you can't tell. So you can't really prove our point. Toshma mi sefer. Why did the Braise say klolo shel davar? The rule is hakol halach achar achisim. Why was it necessary to say klolo shel davar? The rule is the following. Toshma mi sefer klolo shel davar hakol halach achisim klolo shel davar suimai. What are you adding on by that? You already said the din. You already said what the din is, and shachris, and emayriv. So what do you add on by saying what the rule is? It sounds like it's covering additional cases. This rule that we applied over here applies in other cases as well. My love, maybe it adds on, it covers our case also. Hakoholach achrachisim, you had a cup of beer. Bottom line, he said, shachol neibadvar. Every word fit in from the beginning to the end. He thought in the beginning, when he said, when he pronounced the Shem Hashem, the Shem Malchus, he thought it's going to end off with the Bar Piagof. And Hakoholach achrachisim. As long as at the end of the day, the text of the bracha was good, it's good. So isn't that what it's referring to? My lavla soy hodi amaran. The last line, kololo shel davar in the braisa, comes to add on the case that we just said, that it's acceptable, that b'di'evid, if the hakol halach achachisim b'di'evid, it's good. The Mara says, lo, not necessarily. Tafas temurubalo tafas. Maybe the braisa is only telling me in a different case that's more mistaber. Maybe it's lasui nahama v'tamri. Maybe it's talking case, Nahama's bread and tamarim are dates. So if he made a mistake between bread and dates, so maybe then, b'di'evid, you would be yotze. Maybe that's what he goes. Gemara says, what mistake did he make by the bread and the dates? Hechidami. What happened? What's the case that it's more mistaba than our case? Ilema. If you should say that the Maisa Shohi was the Ochal Nahama, he ate bread already. And he has to recite Birchas HaMazon. Vikosova, the Tamri, and he thought that he ate dates. And if he eat dates, that's when the Shivas Aminim say Al Hoetz Va Pri Hoetz. And he says, Baruch HaTor Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he's about to say Al Hoetz Va Pri Hoetz, and then he realized, what ate some Pri Hoetz? I had the dates, that was a dessert, but I washed the bread. I have to say, so he said, Baruch HaTor Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Adaita to say Al Hoetz Va Pri Hoetz. And then he realizes, no. He starts, he switches in midstream, Hazanah Salam Kul Batubai. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, again, Hechidam, if the case was that he really ate bread and that he had dates for dessert, and then he forgot all about it that he ate bread. So he starts up, Baruch HaTor Hashem Mekan Mechalam Adaita to say, Alu Eitz Wal Priyas. Ksav at the Tamri Yochali thought he only ate dates. Upasach Adaita the Tamri, the Shem and Malchus. We see him in a And he says, Hazanah Salam Kulabatu bin Ahama. So that's Haina Bayan. That's exactly the same case that we're talking about. So we say that that's what the last line in the Braisa, Klolo Sholdab HaKolach Acharachisim, comes Lasuya, that case. That's the same as our case. So then you're saying that it is good. So Agamah Nain. Latzricha, maybe the Braisa is telling us a different case that's more poshut, that's more obvious. Kigon, the following case, the Och Vaker, the Ochal Tamre, he ate the dates because of an Ahama Ochal. He ate dates, and he has to recite a bracha achreina al ho'etz v'apiyetz. And he forgot, because usually for breakfast he has a sandwich, or whatever, lunch he has a sandwich. Today he forgot to bring a sandwich, so he grabbed some dates. And then he goes by automatic pilot, so he starts, Baruch HaTorah Mekinah Malach HaOlam is about to start Hazanah Soilam. He said, Shira Malas, he washes my machreinim, he's about to Hazanah Soilam. Then he realized, what Hazanah Soilam? He didn't have any bread today. So he switches. Pasach b'derahama. He started Baruch HaTor Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Adaita to say Hazanah Soilam Kula. V'siyeh b'detam, and he ends off Al Hoetz Val Pri Hoetz. Every word in the bracha was correct, but the shaila is the Kavanas HaGavra. Maybe it was Kaveya the bracha as Hazanah Soilam. So you tell me the Braisa Yotza. No, so isn't that exactly the same as our case? He intended to end off with the wrong bracha. And the Gemara says, no, that case is more mistamer. Even if he would have ended off Hazanus HaKol, he would have said the whole text of the first bracha, he would be Yotze B'di'evit, my time with the Tamei Mezen Zayni. Since dates are filling, so it's a Mishanim of Be'er Shetov HaChamim B'brachas, they didn't tell you to say Hazanus HaKol, Hazanus HaKol, if you eat dates. They told you to say Ahlo Eitz V'Pihoitz. But if you said a different bracha instead, the Gemara has later on that one of the, some guy said, Baruch HaChman Morid Yalma Morid Ahai Pita. So that is saying, Hamotzi Lechem Eno Aretz, he makes up his own text to the bracha. The Gemara said, B'di'evit Yoytze. If he said Shem or Malchus, even if he said it in Aramaic, the original language is in Hebrew. But that's the Mishnah in, Mishnah in Sota has, Eilan Amorim. It says that brachas can be recited in translation. It says when the Kohen Gadol gets his aliyah on Yom Kippur, that's an aliyah deraisa, kriyas ha-Torah deraisa. Kohen Gadol in conjunction with the Hakrovas HaKabon, the Seder HaVodas Hayom, has to lay in kriyas ha-Torah din deraisa from the Parsha. And Hakel is a kriyas ha-Torah deraisa. So the Mishnah has a surprising din. By Hakel, when the Melech lays Hakel, when the Kohen Gadol lays the Parsha Achrei Mois every year on Yom Kippur, he has to say the Birchas HaTorah in the original Hebrew. He says in translation, it's not good. But all year long, a guy gets an aliyah, and he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, he's a ger. So he says the bracha in English, it's also Yotze B'di'evit. He says in Chinese, also Yotze B'di'evit. Hakol Namar, it says Eilan Namar, brachas can be recited in translation. So the Gemara says over there, the guy, he's davening, he says the bracha, instead of saying, Hamotzi Lachman Ha'aretz, or something, it's a question, he said this, he said it as the bracha rishayin over the bread, he said it as the bracha achrayinim. So that's a machlokes in the rishayin, what the case was. So the din is, it doesn't matter. Bracha rishayin, bracha achrayinim, but if you say in a different language, it's good. And even though the Shem Hashem, he didn't say any one of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchakim, he said bracha achmana. Rachmana is an Aramaic, it's a kinui, it's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really one of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchakim. The Gemara said, it's still good, that's called Shem Malchus. He says, "Bruch Achman, you have to have Shem Umalchus. We don't paskin like Rav. Whenever there's machleg, it's Rabbi Yechon, Halachik Rabbi Yechon, Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, Halachik Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, Halachik Rabbi Yechon. We always paskin like Rabbi Yechon. When he disagrees with one of his contemporaries, the only one contemporary that he disagrees with, the only paskin like him is Rabbi Shom Alevi. That's the Gemara in the end of Megillah that says there, which has higher level of kedusha, the Beis Haknesses or the Beis Hamedrash." So it's a machleg Rabbi Yechon and Mishob Alevi. So Gemara assumes that they would push it that we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon. So Tosfos proves in that Gemara that whenever these two disagree, the din is always like Rabbi Mishob Alevi against Rabbi Yechon. But here it's Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Rabbi Yechon alachik Rabbi Yechon. We pass in each Shem Umalchus. So that fellow who said the bracha Birch Rachmana, he has to say Birch Rachmana Mori di Alma Mori de Hai Pita. Otherwise, you didn't have Malchus. You have to have Shem Umalchus. So the Shem Yitze Bikinui. He said Rachmana, it's not one of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchakim. And Mori di Alma, he said the Malchus. So he's Yotze the Bruch. And he abridged it, let's say, if it's supposed to be in Bimkai Mazanus Olam Kulav Dibachem Chesu Rach, Mazanus Akol, he said a whole different Nusach. So it's Minshanam Abash, Shatabach Chachamim Bebruch, is B'di'evit Yotze. If he says a direct translation, a correct translation, that's even good. L'chatchila, you're allowed to say a Bruch in translation. Here, not only in translation, he made up his own text to the bracha. But bottom line, it comes out to be the same thing. So you see that you don't need one in the Zayim Shemus, even though he only said Brich Rachmana. He didn't say. If you want to daven, you mean a person will say, I'll daven in English. Yeah, a person will daven in English. So what if he says the Shem Hashem in translation? So B'di'evit he will be Yotze, even though G-O-D or L-O-R-D are only kinuyim. There's nothing the Zayim Shemus.
It's like Kriyashma.
Oh, Kriyashma, you wouldn't be Yotze. Yeah, Kriyashma, you have to say Kichsovoy. If he's saying, you Yotze Kriyashma in translation, but it has to be a literal translation. You can't just make up your own Nusach. Kriyashma, you have to say in the original Shem Hashem, yeah. But in a bracha, if you say a kinui, it's also acceptable. So that the Gemara says, what's the case? We said the last line in the Braisa, Kololo Shodov Hakol Halacha Chachis is adding on another case. Not just Yetzirah Baruch Hoshech Ma'arav Arabim, adding on another case. What's the additional case? A case that's similar to that. That's a Mistabadiki case. What's similar? He didn't eat bread. He really ate only tomorrow. And he thought that he ate bread like every day. And he starts saying, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Ha'Cho'elam, Adaita Tisei Hazanus Ha'Elam Kula B'Tuvai. And then he realizes he made a mistake. He didn't have bread. So in the middle he switches and he says, Alo Eitz Val Pi Ho Eitz. So Gemara says, that's the same as thinking that it's beer. And saying, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Ha'Cho'elam, Adaita, to conclude, Sha'akon Niyah B'Dvar. So B'Dievad you would be Yetzir Sha'akon on wine. And then he corrects himself and he says, Bar Pi Agafen. So that we said before, that for sure you're Yotze. So here that's the same. Dafila Siyim B'Dinahama, even if he would have said, Hazanus Ha'olam Kuda, Hazanus Ha'kol, he would also be Yotze, my time at the Tamir Nami Mezen Zion. It's filling. So the words are not sheker. The words of the bracha fit in. So if he started off, Baruch HaTosh Tam L'Kana Mechol, Ma Daita Tendof Hazanus Ha'kol, then he corrects it and he switches to Aloetz or Pioetz, that for sure you yotze b'diyeved. That's the same as the wine with the beer in the other direction. That the Gemara said, that we know for sure that that's good. So our shaila is in a Bible of Shita. So that was the machlokes, the Rif and the Ri. How do you paskin? So we don't follow the Ri. We all follow the Rif. That's Sofik Brochus Lahakam. The Gemara follows the Rabbechan says, Halabashi is Pavladim Kaliyam Kuloi. It's only by davening. It's not Sofik Brochus Lahachmer. Not like the Ri. The Dona Gon says that the Ri understood Rabbi Yechanan, Alabash is Palal Kolo, means that Sofi Brachas Lahachmer. But we don't accept that. That's what we discussed yesterday. But we don't accept the Ri. We follow the Rif that Sofi Brachas is always Lahachmer. Rabbi Yechanan said a different word. He didn't say Yemechuyev to daven over. He says that it's a good idea. He would recommend. Why not daven over the Shemana Esrei? There is such a thing as Tfilas Nedava. So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Yeah. Here we had... Yedig Mor has an Amid Beis. Take a look. We'll get back to the Yedig Mor. The second line on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Yomar Abba Bachin and the Sov and Mishmei Dorab. He said a few things. He quoted a few members that he quoted. So he says another thing in the name of Rav. Kol Hashana Kula Adam is Pala Kela Kaddish Melech Hetzdok and Mishpat and Aser is Meit Shuvah. You got to say a Melech Kaddish and a Melech Mishpat. And other Amorim disagree. Rav Loza disagrees. Afilu Amar Kela Kaddish Nami Yotzah Shana Leigl Hashem Tzvokas Pam Mishpat Kela Kaddish Nigdash Bitzdokah. That's the pasuk that we quote before we say Hamelech Kaddish. MSI, when is that pasuk? When is he judging the world? The Yimei Adina between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Nonetheless, it says, Al Kela Kodesh Nidash B'Tzedakah. The Navi refers to Rabban Shalom and Aseres Mitzvah Al Kela Kodesh. We can also refer, B'Diyavid is certainly good. Even if L'Chatchila you recommend, you say, Melech HaKodesh, B'Diyavid is good. Feg Din Mar Salat Samachloik is between Rav and Rabbi Loza. My Habi Allah, how should we paskin? So it's a machlek, it's had a paskin. Omar Rav Yosef, HaKela Kodesh Melech HaTzok Mishpat. You say the same as all year long. You don't have to change it all. Rabbi says, no, you have to change, and then it's Ma'akeh B'Diyebet. V'ilchus Oki Rabba. We paskin like Rabba, you got to say HaMelech HaKodesh and HaMelech HaMishpat. So Tosis says, Ilchus Okavasi the Rabbi, Tzorach Lassam HaMelech HaKodesh HaMelech HaMishpat. Lo Yomar, Machzir Moso. Fine. You have to dab B'Diyebet. Then says, Tosis says, V'chein, if he didn't say it, you have to daven over again. So that we don't paskin. That we don't accept from the Bala Tesis. Tesis in the last three lines, the last four lines in the Tesis says that the Maharam, that's what it should say, Maharam Kosav, the Farish. And the Talmud Babli is the Sefer. It doesn't say a word about Zachrein Elachim. That was added later in the days of the Goyim. That's like piyutim. Let's say didn't say v'chein tein pachtocha. That's a piyut. So that's not mi'akeh b'diyeved. So if you didn't say zochrein alachaim mi'chamochem sefer chaim, emachzir moso mikolosam advarm deloy pasuk b'sefer b'ferish. Maybe right advarm. So that's we paskan like the Maharam at the end of the Tosfos. But akela kodesh, that's mi'akeh b'diyeved. So So Tosis has, why you're not yotze? Kol hamasham be'yoshetav chamim ain a yotze dechay vosin. It's not exactly so. The Gemara has a lotion. Kol hamasham be'yoshetav chamim brachin ain a latoya. So we say ain a latoya. It's not right lachatchila. Let's say he says biruch achmar and mar de'alma mar de'hai pita. He didn't even translate amotzi lachman oritz. He didn't translate it in Aramaic. He made up his own composition over there. So we say, b'di'evid, you are yotzef, you mean mashan v'mer shetav acham in bebrachas. Unless you left out something that's lihikuva, like the Gemara has that. That was the long Rashba on Daf Yud Aleph. Rashba says, the Gemara doesn't have the text of every single bracha. Gemara says, certain key lines that are crucial. So the Gemara says, when you say, no delucham b'yachas amos, you have to mention bris, and Torah, and mazayin. You have to mention certain things. And rachim, no, you have to mention malchus beis David. You have to mention certain things. It doesn't give you the text, everything that you have to say. So what Taisa says over here, means if you left out something, you changed it, and you left out something that the din says is ma'akibiri yevit, like Zachrein al-Lachayim. So he was of the opinion, the Bala Taisa was of the opinion, that Zachrein al-Lachayim is ma'akib, Sefechayim, Brachu Shalom, and so on. These are all ma'akib. We pass, and it's only piyutim, it's not ma'akib. But in principle, we would have agreed with him. If he mishanim and be'er shetavacham and brachas, b'di'evid yoyotze. Unless you left out something, let's say you said, no, you left out bris and Torah and mazon. You left out malchus beis David and rachimno. So the Gemara says, you're not yoyotze. You left out something that's crucial, then we agree that you're not yoyotze. Chaim pasek Rabbein Yehud. Fine. Im safik lo im amar, im lo yomar. First, not a suffix if he said Zachrein al-Lachayim. So we don't accept it. We paskin Zachrein al-Lachayim. You don't daven over. Let's say the person has a suffix where they said Akil HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh. Does he have to repeat the Shema Nesri? So he says, Machzir Masa, if he's Mesupik, you have to daven over. Kidis, Yushalmi, the Tainis Perakama. What does it say? Hayim is Palil, the guy's davening Shema Nesri. Any other day he's davening by heart. Any other day he doesn't remember his Ketalamater and Lav. So it depends. If it's the first 30 days, Koshlosh, Yamachash, Koshaloy Lamut. He's summer long. He's not been saying the same talamata. So he has a suffix. In the first 30 days, we assume you go basarayv. So that's not a suffix brachas lahakel. The only time you say suffix brachas lahakel if it's a 50-50 suffix. But if it's the odds are 95-5, they probably did not say same talamata. He's used to all summer long. He hasn't been saying. So b'cheska shaloy lamud pirish. Shaloy Amar. The whole summer he's not been saying Masha Burak, but not been saying Saint Talamata. Becheska Shaloy Amar, Elekamoshu Hulamar Arato, Shaloy Amar came. So we go Basarab that he didn't say. Achad came after the first 30 days, and now he's Mesupik if he said the Saint Talamata Masha Burak. Then it's Becheska Shehiska that he did say. Vodin Vachaladvarim, Shetach Lahaska Kachadin, that's the din. If you're Mesupik if he said it or not, so you're. Let's say, Mesupik, if you said Akel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. All year long, you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh. He probably said Akel HaKadosh, the way he's used to. Only after 30 days. And a Seres HaMitshuva is not 30 days. So you always have to say, oh. So that's what the Achrayim asked the Kasha. Why did the Yerushalmi give the reason why you have to repeat the Shema Nesri? Because the Cheskas, Shaloy Lamud, you go Basarayv, and the odds are that he said the way he's used to dominate. She didn't say Safik is Pal, Safik Lo is Pal. Halabashi is Pal Adam, Kalayam Kula. Rabbi Yechanan said, Halabashi is Pal Adam, Kalayam Kula. So that's what they quote the Rashba gave the answer. Rabbi Yechanan never really disagreed with the previous Mandama. He never said Safik Brachas Lahachmer. He never said Safik is Pal, Safik Lo is Pal, Yafta Dominom. He said there is an institution of Tfilis Nadova. So I would recommend say Tfilis Nadova. But if you're not interested in saying Tfilis Nadova, Nisht. He agrees with the first psak. Safik is pal, safik is pal, and a chosim is pal. You're not mechiv to daven over again. But over here, you're mechiv medina to daven over again because it's not a 50-50 safik. Here it's 95-5. The odds are, b'cheska, shalol lomut. He's in the habit of not saying all summer long. He doesn't say mashav rocha all summer long. He doesn't say talamata. He's b'cheska said he didn't say it. So you go basarayv, then it's not a safik brocha, it's not a safik derabon. It's a vada that he didn't say. Came a seris made shuvah to lekish loshim yam tzorach lachzer. If he has a suffix, if he said akel hakadosh amelach hakadosh, we assume he probably said akel hakadosh. If he's mesupik, probably said akel hakadosh. This That's probably what motivated the Rashba to give that interpretation. The Chuvas HaRashba has that. Then let's go back to the Gemara in Amud Aleph on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the last 10 lines. Amar Rabba Bar Chinan Esov Mishmei Derav. That's what they're going to quote a few memories, one after the other. He quotes things, Rabba Bar Chinan in the name of Rav. So he says, what's the Nusach HaBrocha that you say after Kriya Shema? So we say, Gol Yisrael. Gol Yisrael is the last line. How do you begin? So in the morning you start Emes V'Yatzav. Nighttime you start Emes V'Emunah. What is that based on? Kol shalom, emes v'yatzav b'shachris, emes v'amunah b'arvis, l'yotzeh d'chavase. Why did you change it? For shachris, you say emes v'yatzav, marav emes v'amunah, sh'ne'emar. L'haged b'abekah chazdech v'amunoscha b'alevet. B'alayla, you should say emes v'amunah. You should talk about amunah. B'ayom, you should talk about emes v'yatzav. L'haged b'abekah chazdech, yeah. What's the difference? I think usually they interpret that Yom and Boker represents when Shalom Kitikunam, when things are going well. So we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's showering his chasadim upon us. He's showering his kindness upon us. Balayla represents his Marav Golos. So we say we have a munah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give us a geula in the future. What a b'dyavad, you said emes v'amunah in the morning and you said emes v'yatzav at night. He, that's what he means, that if you said emes v'emunah in the morning, you're not yotze. Is that what it means? It just means you got to say Gual Yisrael, either one text or the other. Preferable is to say emes v'yatzav in the daytime, emes v'emunah at night. But if you switch it, you got to look in Shulchan Aruch. If you switch it, taka not yotze b'diyavad. It could be that you are yotze b'diyavad.
Can we say that you don't even need it? Can we say that you don't even need to say the text of emes v'emunah, you can say a moment.
Yeah, how can you say you're not Yotze? Yeah. Pashta says that you want Yotze. We got to look in Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. Yeah. So that's the first memor that he says, Mishmei Derab. Then he goes, V'yomer Rabba Bachin and the Sov and Mishmei Derab has another memor. Amos Palel is supposed to be Korei at Tchilu V'Sov Ovis by Magen Avram and Tchilu V'Sov Hoido. Hoido is Moedim Anachna Loch. So Tchilu V'Sov. So when you are Korea, so we mentioned the other day that the Derech HaChaim Siddur says that the three Koreas are different from the one. By Moedim, you don't act as if you're kneeling and then bend over. You bend over right away because you don't say the word Baruch, so you don't have to involve the Birkayim, the old practice that we have, that you act as if you're kneeling and then you bend over. That's based on the Zohar. We used to have a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, he was anti-Zohar. Whatever it says in the Zohar is puzzle. So when he davened Shemoneh Esrei, he never acted as if he's kneeling. He just leaned over. Medina the Gemara, no such thing. Shai? Okay. But most of us are not so anti-Zohar. So you do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So it says the three brachas that say Baruch Ato Hashem, you act as if when you say Baruch, you kneel the Birkayim, and then Ato, you bend over. And before you say the Shem Hashem, you stand up, Hashem Zarkev Kfufim. And Moedim Anachnu Loch, you just lean over. You don't try to bend the knees because you don't say the word Baruch, so you don't involve the Birkayim. So that's what he quotes. Hamisbal Kishu Korea Korea B'Baruch Kishu Zokei B'Shem. He should stand up before he gets to the Shem. My time of the Rav, what is it based on? Interesting. Amashmua, my time of the Rav. They were good friends. The Gemara always quotes that they're arguing with each other, but they were good friends with each other. So he's explaining, my time the Rav. Why the Rav? He agrees with him. My time the Rav, yeah. So it's based on the Pasuk, Hashem Zokev Kufufim. The Gemara Kashe Meisvei, you have the Pasuk, this is in one of the Haftaras, Mipnei Shmi Nichasu. When he says Shem Hashem, he shows, Rashi says Nichas, he shows Hachnor. He shows that he's subservient to Hashem. So doesn't it mean when you say the Shem Hashem you should be in a bent over position? Mar says wrong. That kasha is a mistake. Miksiv bishmi. Does it say when he says Shem Hashem he shows achna mipnei shmi ksiv? Before he's about to say Shem Hashem mipnei shmi nichasu. Before he says Shem Hashem, he should be in a position of kriya. But he should be zokef kvufim, he should be biskifa before he gets to the Shem Hashem. There's a machlokes in achreinim, when a person daven shmanes, is more correct that he should stand still, or he should shuckle back and forth. So many say he should stand still, he shouldn't shuckle back and forth. But when you say that, but the Chidah says, when you say, Chidah quotes early achreinim, when you say Shem Hashem, you should shake a little bit, you should trace a little bit, to demonstrate a little Yirah Shamayim, based on the pasuk, Mipnei Shmi, Nichasu, it's a Haftarah. You should shake a little bit when you say the Shem Hashem. Omar Leshmuel Lechia Barav, he calls him Bar Urion. You're the son of a big Talmid Chacham. Your father, Rav, was a big Bar Urion, a big Talmid Chacham. Come, Toh, V'emalach Milsa, Mali said, Om Ravuch, let me tell you a word from your father, from Rav. Hachi Om Ravuch, apparently Rav died before Shmuel. The Gemara tells the story. Rabbi Yudah sometimes quotes Rav, sometimes quotes Shmuel. So after he first learned by Rav, when Rav passed away, then he came to learn by Shmuel. So that's why sometimes he quotes Rav, sometimes quotes Shmuel. And sometimes he would quote over what he heard from Rav. After Rav passed away, he went to learn by Shmuel in a different city. They went to different cities. They both learned in Eretz Yisrael. Then they both went to Bavel to establish yeshivas in two different cities because it was so, there was no Torah learning going on then. The Gemara said there was such a maratzim there. So after Rav died, Rabbi Yudah went to learn by Shmuel, and he would sometimes tell him other things from Rav. So sometimes he would disagree, sometimes he would agree. So here, Rav passed away, and Shmuel was telling his son, Chia bar Rav, I'm going to tell you a good word from your father that you never heard from him. Hachem Ravuch, heard from your father, Kshu Kareh, Kareh Bebok, Kshu Zakeb, Zakeb B'Shem, should be Zakeb before he gets to the Shem Hashem. Yishami has like that the Farish, that before you get to say the Shem Hashem, you should already be Beskifo. I saw on the new Mishnah Brurahs that they gave me, where Rav Nemetzal has a verse on the bottom, he says, maybe the Babli is Chalik. He's not sure. Maybe the Babli is Chalik. Zokef B'Shem means you should be Zokef before you say Shem Hashem, or as you're saying the Shem Hashem, you should be Zokef. Yishami says Beferish, before you say the Shem Hashem. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say explicitly one way or the other. So I've never told me, isn't it a possibility? Maybe the Bavli and the Shulchan Aruch don't accept the Yerushalmi. Yeah, there's a difference between bowing down and getting up. Rav Sheish is Kikor at the top line on Yud Beis and Beis Kikor. When he went to bow down, Kora Kichizra, he bowed down very quickly. Kikor Zakiv, when he wanted to get up again, he did it slowly. Zakiv Kichivya, like a snake, slowly. Why? So Rashi says, Shaloti Roa Kiriyasa Olav Kimasi. Shouldn't look as if he doesn't want to remain in such a kneeling position for so long. He wants to jump up quickly. So Mar said, that's not Derech Eretz. When you're Korea, you should be Korea quickly, Kichizra. But when you get up, you should be Kichivya, you should do slowly. Then the Gemara had about Takel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. Then he's quoting, these are all memories that he quotes. Liyomar, Avov, he said another part. He got to quote, that's all. I think in the rest of Shas, they never have this person quoting anything from Rav. So he quoted all the six things, all the five, six things, and that's it. The Amar Abba Bachina, the Sov, and Mishmei, the Rav, the last thing that he says, I don't know, is there any more? I don't remember already. What else? Kol She'ev Shalom Levakash Rachma Chaber, Ve'enem Evakesh. There's a concept in Chumash, you daven for yourself. There's a concept in the Chumash, you daven for other people. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Abimelech? Hoshe Be'esha Shvish, Kinovi Yehu, Yispala Batcho Be'echayeh, he will daven for you. Avraham Avinu is a holy tzaddik, he will daven. I'm not going to listen to your prayers. You are good for nothing. Give back his wife. He's followed by Tchol Bechaye. He will daven for you. That's a chiddush. That someone else's tefillah is help from me. The Gemara tells, when you have a chole b'soch beisa, so you should go to a Talmid Chacham and ask a Talmid Chacham to be mispal. That's all based on that passage. He's followed by Tchol Bechaye. That's a chiddush. There is such a concept. Someone else is, so someone should be mevakesh rachmim al chaveru. And if he doesn't do it, nikra chayte. It's not a nice thing. If he has in his power to daven, and especially if his prayers stand a better chance of being answered, if he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, if he's a Talmid Chacham, so his prayers stand a better chance of being answered. So then, for sure, if he doesn't daven, it's nikra chayte shenema. Gam manechin chalil le mechato l'Hashem, mechadol his palel batchem, I will certainly daven for you. What if the person who's sick, who needs the tefillah, is a Talmid Chacham? Amar Rav Talmid Chacham Hu, that it's not enough that you're going to daven on his behalf. You should daven so much, you should take it to heart. You should feel sick yourself. If the Talmid Chacham is sick, you should be mispalot to the extent, my time. Yeah. How do you know that that's true? My timer. When we would say my timer, so we would say, what's the reason? So we give a svara. When the Gemara says my timer, it means, what's the reason? It's a pasuk. The Gemara often says, my time, tanakam, it's a pasuk, not my timer, it's the logic. We should really reorient ourselves the way we think. We should think a pasuk is better than a svara. So the Gemara says, my timer, where's the source? What's the reason? Is there a pasuk that says like that? If the chayla is a talmid chacham, if the one who needs there needs parnas, whatever, tzoch shiach la'atzma, my timer, where is there a pasuk? Ilem, if it's based on the following pasuk, the melech shiny, maybe that's only if the melech is in need. Ela mehocha b'ani b'chalosim levushi tzoch v'goymer. A different pasuk in Tilim. Oh, he has another memory. The Yom Rabbah Bachin and the Sob Mishmei the Rab. This is probably the last one, I forgot it. Quotes another memra. Kolos advar aver, a person did an aver mizbayish boy, and he's embarrassed. They caught him in the middle of the act, and he's embarrassed. So the busha, the Gemara says, when a person, the abachi luke kaporet, Gemara has on the end of humor. So if a person violated the nesein, he does tshuva, and he does mishama shemachon lo. And then sometimes you need tshuva toilo v'yam kippur mechaper, sometimes you need yisurim. So there are different types of yisurim. So sometimes Yisurim, the person is sick from cancer and he suffers for years and years until he finally dies. And sometimes slight Yisurim. The Gemara has Adhechan Tachlis Yisurim. He wanted to put his hand in his pocket. He wanted to get a nickel. And instead he got a penny. He has to put his hand back in a second time. So that's a nuisance. That's annoying. It's also Yisurim, different degrees of Yisurim. So the Gemara said, this is also embarrassment. Is also humiliation is a big Yisurim. So if a person did an Avera, and the Bezun Shalmaila requires that he should suffer Yisurim. So if he got caught in the middle, Mizbayishbo, and he turns red, and he's embarrassed, so that humiliation that he suffered can serve as a kapar. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Gemara says, no, it's not a good Pasuk. Dilma Tzibu Shain. Maybe only the Tzibu, the Bezun Shalmaila is easy, but the Tzibu, Elamehoch, a different Pasuk, Shain. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. What's the story? Sunday is normal. Okay. Tuesday, I think I have to give a shiur early. This Tuesday I have to leave at 10:30, so maybe I'll give a shiur at 9 o'clock. Try to give a shiur on Tuesday, but not Sunday, Monday is normal.
Isn't it clear that the
Bavli
is saying
it's
okay for Shem that you get up while you're saying Shem Hashem?
That's what
Yishma Supek. Isn't that clear that that's what the
Bavli
is saying?
No. Maybe it means before. Mipnei Shmei, Nichas, it doesn't say Bishmei. Mipnei Shmei.
The Lashon HaZokev is okay for Shem.
That's what he raises the issue. Maybe.
So what does Rabbi do?
When I had the surgery on my back, so it was very hard for me, to bend down, to bend up. So I thought, like you said, Bishan Zaki Bisham, Shulchan Aruch is good enough like that. So I attended a wedding, and the guy next to me, I never saw him before in my life, that Sidisha guy, he starts talking about it. He's like, Yerushalmi. He tells me this, Yerushalmi. Woo! So I thought it's Min HaShamayim. They sent it, I'm doing wrong. That I got to be Zayka before the Shem Hashem. So I got used to doing like that. I always did like that. But when I had a bad back, so I was mekel for myself. I thought that I never saw such maybe the Babylonian disagreed.